Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's summer! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you, and how you be? Oh, my. Washington has just beaten the Metropolitans. Diaz gave up a two-run double, and he's given up a three-run home run. And Washington trailing 10-4 going into the bottom of the ninth inning. And Suzuki with the three-run home run. And they score seven runs in the bottom of the ninth inning and beat the Metropolitans. The game just happened, and so it's now a final. And in this game, with DeGrom and Max Scherzer starting, you would think 2-1, 3-2, maybe 4-3. But Scherzer didn't have it, and it was a struggle for most of the game for DeGrom. And the issue could have been, do you want DeGrom starting in the bottom of the eighth inning where he faced two batters and had to leave? And, of course, what the Metropolitans did in the top of the ninth inning, you thought they took a 10-4 lead in this game thanks to a brain lock by Trey Turner, the shortstop, who forgot how many outs there were and could have turned an inning-ending double play. And before that, Suzuki and Adams, did a brain lock together as one, trying to catch a foul pop on Frazier. And Frazier was able to prolong his at-bat and drew a walk. And so the Crashinals in the top of the ninth inning were doing just that, getting into Crashinal mode. And the Metropolitans in this game, and this is just one very, very hard loss. Just an awful loss. And Diaz, of course, solidifying his place in hell. In pitching hell for the New York Metropolitans, it has just been a disaster. And this is as rough a loss. And the Mets were trying to make it 4 out of 5. And with the Cubs winning and with Philadelphia winning and with Milwaukee winning, with even Arizona with an early lead on San Diego, the Mets needed this win to stay within 4 if the aforementioned teams continue on to win the game. This is just an incredible, incredible loss. Just incredible. A 10-4 lead going to the bottom of the ninth inning, and the Mets end up losing it 11-10. And Diaz came in because nobody else could get anybody out. As the Crashinals, well, the team that crashed was the New York Metropolitans. They, in the bottom of the ninth inning, 4, 5, 6 consecutive hits, and the Mets lose this game with a 10-4 lead. Going to the bottom of the ninth inning, they end up losing 11-10. Suzuki with a 3-run home run. After Zimmerman pinch hit a 2-run double. So again, we were going to be talking miracle or mirage, and apparently we are back to mirage. The Metropolitans, you were assuming, and of course, every time you start assuming, you become the first three letters of that word. And you figured the Mets were going to win this one, take their second in a row. They knocked out Max Scherzer in this game. And even though DeGrom was struggling, it is part of his DNA, part of his MO, to get through tough situations, as it was in the bottom of the third inning for him, bottom of the fifth inning for him. He was getting the outs that he needed to get to hold on to the lead. And he was given a 4-1 lead in this game. And again, the Mets hit four home runs in this game. Four. And including in the ninth inning, Nimmo with a home run. And also Alonso with number 43 in the top of the ninth inning. Going to the bottom of the ninth inning, the Mets were leading 10-4. There are some things you just can't believe, even if you have seen it with your own eyes. Some things you just can't believe. They had won 15 out of 16. We're all thinking miracle. Then they lose six in a row after taking the three straight from Cleveland at home. Could have won maybe one of those games against the Braves, one of those games against the Cubs. And the whole outlook for September is different than what it is as we sit here right now talking to you. And we will get to your reaction. Now, the Yankees, of course, doing my due diligence, can't say enough about Paxton. Seven consecutive wins for him now. Not only did he not give up a run in the first inning, he didn't give up a hit until, what was it, the fifth inning. Threw a one-hitter over seven innings. He was absolutely terrific. And the hit was, two-out single in the fifth inning. Or better said, 4 2/3 innings of no-hit ball. Sanchez with a couple of home runs. Gardner, who just continues to get better with age. In his first six seasons with the Yankees, Gardner had 23 home runs. In his last six seasons, Gardner has 93 home runs. Talk about getting better with age. And Encarnacion, a home run as you welcome him back. And Gregorius had a home run. Five home runs already. They're going for another 74 home runs in the month of September. But Paxton getting himself into October mode. Just absolutely terrific today. Over 95 pitches. And the Yankees were going to make sure that they were not going to be shut out at all in tonight, that's for sure, with Sanchez hitting his first of the two home runs right away in the first inning, and 2-0 became the final of 11-1. You know all about it listening to Sweeney with the postgame show. The Mets have just, I mean, if you were thinking maybe another miracle run and winning 4 out of 5 and taking the series in Washington, and the Mets, of course, with the Krasnals, and they were doing everything in the top of the ninth inning. Suzuki and Adams over by the dugout could not catch a pop-up that was really Adams' ball, and giving new life to Frazier. He draws a walk, and Turner forgets how many outs there are on what would have been an inning-ending double play. He throws to first. And, of course, the Mets capitalize and get a few more runs out of it and have a 10-4 lead going to the bottom of the ninth inning. And Diaz, the final victim, gave up a pinch-hit two-run double to Zimmerman and a three-run home run to Suzuki. Mets lose 11-10. Just unbelievable. And the miracle has turned again into a mirage. And again, just about everybody else, Chicago winning their game, and again, Milwaukee winning their game, and Arizona early in their game with San Diego with the lead, Philadelphia winning their game. Just absolutely awful. If you're a fan of the New York Metropolitans, by far their worst loss, not only this season, but in recent memory.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.